All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 23rd of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a six-game MLB early main slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a two-game MLB night slate, a one-game NBA showdown, one-game NHL showdown, and then golf teed off earlier this morning. So DFS action coming at you all day today. Good luck in your sweats. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up here and just taking a quick look. No questions to get us started today. So if you guys have questions, now is a good time to get those in the queue. I figure we could do an NBA showdown demo here. Show you guys how I'd be building lineups for the NBA showdown tonight and kind of go from there, right? So first thing I'm going to do is load up the app. I'm going to jump over to utility, and that way I can just see like the players like raw projections. And I'm just going to make two small adjustments to projections here and probably, you know, do nothing else there, right? These projections adjustments were like a little bigger than I wanted them to be. I just wanted them to be like the 0.01. So I'm just going to go in here and manually do that. So 55.37, 42.87, going to have minimal impact there. Going to drop min salary down to zero because I'm okay playing lineups that are lower salary here. Going to drop pool size just for the sake of time here. Going to leave my sliders at 0-10 where we're using single game simulations to build each individual lineup. And that's it here, right? No rules. I'm not going to use any of these that we had from previous demos. And going to kick off my build. So one thing that I might do while this is running here is come over to my contest, set up my contest sim. Say I'm playing the $4.20 max here. And when I set up my contest sim, one thing that I'm going to do while these lineups are still, you know, working here, right? So I got my lineups built, going to run my contest sim. One thing I could do here in the meantime is go down to my contest sim settings, see how many players are in this contest, right? 29,726 entries, and go and do my geo mean calculation, right? Just kind of get an idea of, hey, how likely are my lineups to be duplicated? Do that geo mean calculation so I have that here ready for me to use. So going to pull up my calculator and going to estimate that I don't want to play lineups duped maybe more than 10 times, right? So what I'm going to do is do 10 divided by the number of entries in the contest, 29,726. Take that to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in my lineup, which is 6 players. That comes out to about 26.4 here. So then now what I can do is come back to the app. First, I need to set up a custom metric to show the geo mean of each lineup. So my own product geo mean value, it'll calculate the geo mean value of each lineup here. Go to my filters, go to add filter, say show lineups with geo mean less than 26.4, click save. So this is kind of good, right? I like seeing this. We trashed about a quarter of our lineups here, right? If I had more lineups, you know, it'd be fine here, but you know, I'm trying to thin down my pool a little bit. I'm not trying to, like, you know, get rid of 50 to 75% of my pool and be left with only a small number of lineups. So getting rid of 50 is fine for me in this example here. Then what else I'm going to do here? I'm just going to move a couple things around. Let's move. I don't really care about position here. So let's move position so I can see a little better. All right. So now, you know, I've gotten rid of 50 lineups here. I'm going to switch my sorting metric to risk-adjusted ROI to go with my contest sim. And then now I'm going to kind of dive into this, right? So first thing I could do here is scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20, increase my mini uniques a little bit. So where does three mini uniques take me, right? That takes me down to lineup 42. I think that's totally fine here. Now guaranteeing some diversity within my set. Second thing I want to do here is just make sure that, you know, I'm not getting any super weird lineups now that I'm doing that. And, you know, some lineups that like might really catch me off guard is like this Ben Shepherd one. Maybe this like Luke Kornet or like Obi Toppin captain ones, right? We weren't seeing those before. There's only a small number of them in our pool to begin with. And, you know, they're probably only coming in our set as a result of us increasing the mini uniques here. So I'm okay getting rid of those. Some of these other ones, I might leave them, like the Nemhard, the Nesmith, the Drew Holiday. You know, those look better to me than some of these guys that are coming off of the bench here. And, you know, you don't really know how many minutes they're going to get at all, right? At least these guys are getting Drew Holiday, 42 minutes, Nesmith, 31 minutes, Nemhard, 31 minutes, right? Like these guys are all starters. They're all going to be playing the majority of the game here. So I'm okay with that. All right. So that takes us down to like lineup 50 in our pool. As far as exposures for captain, we're really spread out. No one captain in more than four lineups here. So taking a very spread out approach. Jumping over to utility. And as far as leverages go, you know, the only like a major leverage we're seeing here is to Luke Kornet, which, you know, I might like take an opportunity to like go and kind of see if I like agree with this, right? So pull it up, popcorn machine here where I can go back to this Boston game. See, just kind of, you know, if I agree here, right? So he played about 13 minutes, didn't play a ton. I think we're projecting him for about 10 minutes. So, you know, if the builder like thinks that's a good decision, then okay. You know, I don't know if I love this, but I think that, you know, it's going to get hard as we get deeper into the playoffs. You know, these minutes are going to tighten up. It's like, where do you go for salary relief if you want to play higher salary captains, and you got to go somewhere, right? So builder is saying, hey, we think Luke Kornet is our best option here, given all of the options that we have. He definitely has one of the lower ownerships, right? Like if you go and look at somebody of similar salary, like Obi Toppin, and you know, his ownership is about like 30%. Kornet's is about 5%. Isaiah Jackson and Ben Shepherd are also owned more than him here, right? Even though they have similar projections of 9 and 12 as compared to his 10. So I understand why the builder's doing it. This is like a situation where I would probably just trust the builder and, you know, agree with it and let it do its thing there. So other than that, you know, I think these lineups are good to go, ready to rock and roll. I would save these and upload them to my contest. All right. Question from Mark. If I have my own simulation model, is there an option to optimize lineups and then download them to CSV? Thank you. If you want to just download the raw lineups, then you just use this, the download icon next to the star. So if you click this, open this up, this will be just the raw lineups, which is these columns A through F here. All this other information is all of the information that you see for the lineups. There are summary information underneath here. So this is the best way to download lineups and then use some outside process after the fact is just use this icon here. So that's how I would do that. But all right, did a little bit of an NBA showdown demo for you guys. Got to Mark's question here. So it looks like it'll be a short show today. A little bit of news for you guys. I'm going to be taking a couple days off here. So you guys will have Jordan on the stream tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoy having him back. It's been a while since he's done in office hours. So I've been talking to him and he is going to be doing tomorrow's show for you all. So enjoy a day with Jordan here. I'm sure it'd be nice to have a little bit of a change of pace, and I will catch you guys next week. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks, everybody. Bye.